As you can imagine, it is a slow news day just ahead of the New Year's celebration, but we have managed to scrape together some stories for you along with the markets. Let's see where this goes. The McPlant was a flop in the U.S. market for McDonald's, but globally, it's a hit. The Twitter employees that are still with the company now say they have to bring their own toilet paper to work. And we'll share why that's going on. We've got the Wall Street Report and a story about how old stuff is making a new comeback. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year from all of us here at Insight on Business, the News Hour. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the final broadcast for the year 2022. Can't say we're going to miss this past year at all. Welcome aboard and grateful that you're with us again today. And by the way, you want to find us on Twitter? You can do that. We're still there, among other things, at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it's gone in the U.S., but it is a hit elsewhere. We're talking about the Beyond Meat Burger, the McPlant, from McDonald's. The Street is reporting that after years of promising customers a plant-based burger and rolling one out to much fanfare at the end of 2021, McDonald's ultimately saw weak sales of the McPlant. A report from BTIG found that popular locations in California and Texas were selling only about 20 sandwiches a day. The patty, created in partnership with Beyond Meat, was designed to mimic the taste of beef, but was made from a combination of peas, rice, and potato. After a half-year trial, McDonald's started telling media outlets that the test had concluded as planned, but it did not make the McPlant a permanent menu item here in the United States. Now, while the curtain on the McPlant's American story may have dropped, get this, demand for the sandwich is still strong in international locations, and it was made part of the permanent menu in the UK back in January. Well, you just simply can't make this stuff up. What is left of the employees at Twitter are now saying they have to bring their own toilet paper to work and that the bathrooms stink. How did all this happen? Well, Elon Musk fired the janitor service. The New York Post is reporting that Musk's scramble to save money included a move this month to abruptly fire janitors who worked at the company's San Francisco headquarters. The cuts came after the janitors had gone on strike for more pay. The absence of janitors have left the office in disarray, with bathrooms that have grown dirty and persistent smells of leftover takeout food and body odor, says the New York Times, citing sources familiar with the matter. The report said some employees are bringing their own toilet paper because no janitors are on hand to replace supplies. Musk has purportedly packed Twitter employees into two floors while shutting down four others. Other budget-conscious moves included a decision by Musk to shut down one of Twitter's data centers in Sacramento, California, despite reported concerns by some employees that it could hurt the site's performance. In all, Musk is reportedly attempting to shave $500 million in non-labor expenses from Twitter's budget. Well, it was a down day on Wall Street, but the indexes did come off session lows in the final hour of the trade. The Dow ended off by 73 points to close the week and the year at 33,147, while the NASDAQ fell by 11 points to 10,466, and the S&P 500 was off the mark by 9 points to finish at 3839. For the year, the S&P 500 closed out its worst year since 2008, falling by 20%. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 9% in 2022, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled by 33%. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude, that rose by 2.5% to $80.37 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about how old stuff is becoming new once more. As secondhand items become the first choice for a growing number of shoppers, retailers are moving into the booming resale market. Fashion brands from all points along the price spectrum, even Rolex, along with many in between, are launching trade-in and resale programs that will ultimately make it easier for shoppers to buy, sell, or responsibly dispose of pre-owned goods. And in spite of trickier logistics, home design brands aren't far behind, as furniture and oversized items are among the top product consumers want to buy secondhand. Sounds like a new wave, sort of like the rise of vinyl when it comes to music. Well, that's a wrap on a much shorter newscast for today. Here is wishing you a much better new year, and we're kicking it off on New Year's Day with the Business Week in Review, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. My guest this Sunday will be entrepreneur Zach Bales Henry from the Black Phoenix Group, who says that smaller is the new trend when it comes to real estate brokers. That and more about some stunning homes that make up the housing stock in the tiny community of Windsor Heights. It's quite a surprise. Once again, that is a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. And once again, Happy New Year. We'll check you on Sunday at noon and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL.